Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com at Mercer County High School's Pratt Memorial Field on Thursday. That was the site of the 1A girls track sectional. The Shroy Tigers, they win the team title, 108 points. Have a number of state qualifiers headed to Eastern Illinois University with the prelims next Thursday. Before we talk about the actual meet Thursday night, Coach Todd Volker, tell us about the weather. I mean, really, you know, people have been speaking about we went from basically winter to summer without spring, and I think most of the spring athletes can kind of attest to that. What did it feel like out there on Thursday in that drastic heat that we all of a sudden got this week?
It was definitely a brutal night out there, especially early for the kids. I think about halfway through the meet, the humidity dropped quite a bit, and that made things a lot more bearable. I guess the good thing about it was is it started on Monday, and so, you know, we went out and practiced in it for a couple of days, and they kind of got as acclimated as you can in this kind of stuff, and, you know, that helped out a little bit, I think. But, you know, for the competitors, especially the distance kids, it was a struggle for them early on in this heat, but I think the jumpers and the sprinters, you know, they always perform better in that hot stuff, so it was a good night for them.
Well, you've scored a lot of points this year in all of the big invites you've been at, and you scored a lot of points Thursday night when you get triple digits in a sectional meet. You know, a lot of kids were able to come through. 108 points. That means you got some balance and some production from a lot of different spots, it looks like, Thursday.
Yeah, you know, we've been really fortunate this year. I've got a good group of kids with balance, and, you know, we have our front runners like every team does. And I think what makes this group special is we're able to follow up that initial wave with a group of solid performers behind them that pick up a lot of the secondary points. And, you know, and that's how you end up running up those big totals.
Well, when you look at the regular season, you know, and we talked about the weather and how hot it was this week, it's been, you know, the weather conditions have not been too conducive for any spring sport. I don't care if you play baseball or softball or run track. It's stunk. So how have you dealt with all that this spring? It hasn't been too kind, I know, otherwise.
No, it's, you know, I think this probably out of the 28 years, this is probably the second worst spring as far as being able to really train the way you want. But, you know, for the most part, everybody's in the same boat. So we just kind of deal with it week by week, and we talk about it with the girls and say, this is what's going on and it's not going to change. So what can you do to adapt to the weather? Cause it's certainly not going to go the other way around. And, you know, you just got to learn to perform in whatever it is out there that you got to do. And, you know, one of our points this year that I think has really helped this team is I just told them, you can compete in 30 degree weather. You can compete in 90 degree weather. The only thing that will change is your performance time. So, but competition above all in every sport is what you're looking for out of your kids. So we push that, and times, distances, you know, the numbers take care of themselves one way or the other.
So were there any, when you look at your points that you scored Thursday night, were there kind of any, because I know going into the meet you say, well, I think we can get some points here, some points there, we'll qualify here. Think we got a good chance in this spot, but were there any, you know, kind of surprises from Thursday for you?
You know, I guess in a meet like that, there's always a couple areas where, you know, you have some heartbreak, and we experienced that early in the meet in a couple events, you know, and I just told the girls, hey, you know, it's the start of the meet. What's coming up next and what can you correct? And let's go forward from there. And so I think overall we performed really what I thought. We had some really, so we had a couple girls rise really above. I thought Cadence McCartney in the high jump was fantastic. Her PR coming into tonight was 5 feet, and then she ended up jumping 5.2 last night, which is really a nice boost for everybody early. And Peyton Zarrell qualified in the pole vault. And that, you know, it wasn't necessarily a surprise, but as a freshman going in, you never know what's going to happen. And then our 4x2 and 4x4 times were outstanding. We had some really, I think we had 4 second time drops in each of those relays. So I was really happy with those performances.
And, you know, it's always great, too, when you can get great representation in a lot of different events at state. You know, that's always neat when you can get as many kids on your team to, you know, the final event of the year. And it looks like you're doing that.
Yeah, that was a – I mean, obviously, that's our main goal coming out of sectionals. If we're in a position to win the meet, I that's kind of left to me in my mind to the secondary – to the secondary role of what's going on. Our first goal was get what we can get down to state. And I thought we had a chance at anywhere from 8 to 11, 12 events down. And I think we're going down in 9 different events. So it kind of played out the way we were hoping to. So, you know, it's a pretty good day for that.
Yeah, 9 events. That's pretty cool. And then, you know, like in the field events, what was it? You swept in one of the throws, right? You finished first
in yeah, second. The discus. Yeah, in the discus. And those two have been going 1-2 in the discus all year. They're both, you know, outstanding young ladies, and they're very technically proficient. And, you know, they're pretty unflappable, and they proved that again last night. And they're just monster throwers.
All right, so a little bit of a – you know, you look at kind of how things were last year with the pandemic and, you know, how they had to set up the seasons kind of last year. It ran a little bit later. It was a June state track meet. The schedule, it was just a one-day meet last year, too, because of how the pandemic schedule worked. So what about just kind of getting back to a traditional format next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
You know, I guess I didn't mind last year's format. It was kind of interesting to me, but I definitely like going down and having a day in between prelims and finals for the girls. So it, you know, I'll have to sit down and think about how I want those 2 days to look, because it's been a couple of years since we've been down there doing it this way. And, you know, you lay off something for a couple of years and you got to think about your routine again.
All right, 28 years, as Coach Volkert mentioned, coaching track at Sherrard. Just kind of sum up again, Thursday night, Tigers win the team title at the sectional with 108 points. So just tell us about that effort last night, or Thursday night.
You know, we went into the meet, and I'm like, well, we have a good chance at winning it. We knew Elmwood was performing really well down in their area of the state, and they were going to be a pretty tough team. And obviously there's a lot of great talent in this area in track. You know, just the local high schools are fantastic and have great coaches. So we're like, well, you know, you're going up against the best of the best now, and everyone's taking their shots at state. So we just kind of came into the mindset to do our jobs, and we knew it would be a battle. And we got to the middle of the meet, and I knew Elmwood would probably go 1-2 in the 300 hurdles, or I was expecting that. And that closed the scoring gap down to, I think, 4 points or so, 4 or 6 points, something at that point. And so I thought the key for us would be the 800, the 400, and the mile run, which kind of just encompassed right around the 300 hurdle mark. And in those three races, my sophomore 800 runner ended up pulling a third place, which was huge for us and great for her. And then I had my freshman Beth Churchill ended up getting sixth in the 400 running a PR, and my little freshman miler Madison Skelly ended up getting, I want to say, fourth place in the mile. So, you know, you put the meet in the hands of two freshmen and a sophomore, basically, and, you know, they came through and performed so beautifully. So, you know, it made me happy in the moment, and then it, you know, really provides a nice outlook for our future.
All right. Well, congratulations, Coach. Good luck to you and the kids next week at Eastern Illinois University.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
And Sherrard wins the 1A girls track sectional title at Mercer County High School's Pratt Memorial Field on Thursday night, scoring 108 points. One more coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.